This episode was recorded prior to the developments in the Sarah Everard case, including the violent attacks on the public by state police that took place yesterday evening, Saturday the 13th of March. Quiztrees opposes all state violence and violence against women and girls. We encourage our listeners to remain critical of police and their role in our society, and to stand against state violence against all minorities and marginalised people. We will be tweeting out a link to the Reclaim These Streets fundraiser, which we encourage you to donate to. We also encourage you to look to educate yourselves on the matter of police abolition, which we are wholeheartedly in support of. We will be sharing resources pertaining to this. As this episode was pre-recorded, we will be airing it as is, but our next episode will not contain a true crime case and will instead feature two paranormal cases. Quiztrees does not wish to encourage the sensationalisation of true crime, nor be compliant in the glorification of the brutish police forces in operation across the world. We stand with victims, and we hope to give them a voice and a spotlight. Thank you. Hello, and welcome to Quiztrees, the podcast where two self-proclaimed gay icons discuss paranormal and true crime mysteries. That was beautiful, that.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Thanks.
Oh. How have you been?
Yeah, not too bad. I spent the day playing City Skylines and Don't Starve, which was pretty fun.
Oh, we love to see it. I've never played Don't Starve.
Oh, it's so much fun, Alice. You'd love it, I think.
I've played City Skylines a few times. I only ever play it, like, once, and then I'll be like... The next day, I'm like, I can't be bothered to come back. But when I do play it, it's one of those games where I'll sit down and play it for
hours.
Like 18 hours straight. I'll like be up until 3 in the morning playing it. And then I'm like, okay, time to stop. And then I won't touch it for 6 months.
That's what I'm like with Sims.
Yes, it's very that. I'm the same with Sims. I'll play through one The Sims entire lifetime in one day and then not touch it for 6 months.
Oh, I won't even do that. I'll just design The Sim and then build the house for like 18 hours and then I'll stop playing.
Oh, I can't be bothered to build houses. I just, you know, use one of the template ones they already have.
Nah, Sims is all about the housing for me.
Oh, Sims is all about making my Sims suffer.
I like that. That's a good approach.
I'll make a MILF, I'll make her have a midlife crisis, and then she dies, and then I stop playing.
I always make lesbians. I don't know why. I think it's just because the women's design stuff and clothing is just way better in The Sims.
I'll make, an older lesbian.
Yes!
A MILFy lesbian, but she'll go around, sleep with loads of men, then kill them.
Yes! I love her.
Anyway, should we crack on with today's case?
Yes, we shall.
Right, today's case, I'm just reading a Reddit post because I couldn't be bothered. You know what? I have so much going on. I was like,
it's okay.
I'm taking a week off. I'm just going to read a Reddit post. Fuck it. And this is the case of Joshua Maddox, the boy in the chimney.
I know this one. This one's crazy. Yeah, I do know this one.
This came to my attention via Reddit user Trissel_hippie. There'll be a link in the show notes to it. So thank you, Trissel Hippie, for posting this to the Unresolved Mysteries subreddit. So let's get crack-a-lackin'. Joshua Maddox was an 18-year-old boy whose mummified remains were found in the chimney of an old wooden cabin in Colorado, USA.
Woo!
Spooky. So, timeline of events. Joshua Maddox left his family home on 8th of May 2008 to take a walk. A little walky poos. Do you know what? I should go for walks more.
I should roller skate more, really.
Do you roller skate?
I just got into it, yeah. I used to do it a lot as a kid.
I love that.
But now I'm much older and the proportions are off, so I have to learn all over again.
I know that I would break every bone in my body if I attempted that.
It's not easy.
I should get off my arse and at least go for walks every now and again. My problem is I don't like going out and about without a little bit of makeup on.
Yeah, I get that.
I can't be asked to get ready to go for a fucking walk, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Maybe just do a couple star jumps in the garden or something.
Maybe. I mean, I have a VR headset and I'm always like, I'll do a couple games of like Beat Saber because I'm swinging my arms around, getting a bit of exercise. And I'll do that at like 4 o'clock when I've finished work. But I never do.
Oh. Well, you should start doing it.
I always finish work and I'm like, I've been sat at my desk all day and I'm like, my back hurts, I want to lie down. But I should start doing it, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Joshua Maddox, he was a nature lover and a free spirit. I love describing people as free spirits. It means nothing.
No.
But yeah, he went for a walk as a nature lover and a free spirit.
He was a stoner.
This was not unusual. It's so weird that like they have to say, oh, him going for a walk isn't unusual. Like, yeah, people go for walks.
Yeah, but also this guy's a stoner. Free spirit. Fucking going for a walk every day. Smoking. 100%.
You may have a point.
Yeah.
But anyway, he went for his walk, 8th of May 2008. Joshua didn't return home that evening.
Mm.
And although his family were worried about his whereabouts, they didn't report him missing until the 13th of May. So that's, what, how many days?
I don't...
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like 5 days.
What? What the fuck?
I know he's 18, but like, if he's gone missing for 5 days, surely you'd be a bit more like, ah.
If I was 18 and I didn't come home for fucking 5 days, my mum would go ballistic.
Yeah, same.
Fuck. Maybe on the second day she'd be like, oh, whatever. But it got maybe to the third, she'd be like, okay, that's enough.
Oh, I wouldn't even be able to make it to day two. I'd be gone for like an hour longer than she expected, and she'd be like, are you dead?
Oh my gosh. I love that for you.
His family. Oh, here we go. The search began, but years passed and no evidence of Joshua was found. His family believed that Joshua had left town to start a new life, and they said there was no reason for them to believe that he had gotten into any trouble. Joshua had not given them any worry or concern about his mental health, and his family said that he was happy at the time of his disappearance and seemed to be doing well. But still, surely you'd be like, okay, a bit concerning though. I don't know at what point they're saying that they think he left town to start a new life, whether that's just like 5 days later or like years later.
Well, I feel like he wouldn't just leave town without telling his parents, do you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't like not see someone for 5 days and think, oh, they've just fucked off to start a new life.
Yeah.
And, you know, never contact me. Like, you know, and if it had been years, maybe they're saying that's wishful thinking, but yeah. Then you'd still be like, yeah, but are you good? Like, I don't know. 7 years after his disappearance, Chuck Murphy, a builder from Colorado Springs, decided to demolish his old wooden cabin. The cabin, that was less than a mile from Joshua's family home, sat on a large patch of land surrounded by pine trees. The cabin had been abandoned for years, and as they began to dismantle the chimney, they discovered the body of Joshua Maddox, cramped into the fetal position with his legs above his head.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to that.
Cause yeah.
There's a comment that says that, like, mm-hmm. There's a couple of Reddit comments I'm going to read because I don't know how fully accurate this post is.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm just reading a post. I ain't done any fucking research this week. Sorry, babes. The autopsy revealed that there was no evidence of drugs in Joshua's system. Not stoner, babes.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, he could have been, but he weren't stoned that day. The hard tissue showed no signs of trauma. There were no broken bones, no knife marks, and no bullet holes. Police suggested that Joshua had climbed down the chimney, become lodged in the brickwork, and died of hypothermia. Chuck Murphy, however, testified that it would have been impossible for Joshua to climb down the chimney due to the thick wire mesh that had been fitted to the chimney to prevent animals from entering the cabin years before. So, there was a wire mesh to prevent things from climbing in the fucking chimney.
Also, like, why would you just climb into a chimney? Why would you do that?
You know, sometimes... We've all been there. We've all thought... We've all walked past a house, seen a chimney that you could reasonably fit down and gone, well, I wonder what Santa Claus goes through every day.
Yeah, but Santa's magic, so it doesn't really...
Well, maybe Joshua thought he was magic.
Fuck. Maybe. I don't think he climbed down there. I think he was put down there.
Maybe. Well, I mean, if he went for walks all the time and there's... If there's an abandoned cabin, like, I'd want to break in.
Yeah, that's true, but you wouldn't...
Although I wouldn't climb down the chimney to break in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'd smash a window or break down a door or something.
Yeah, well, it might be one of them houses where, like, you know, it's got one of them fireplaces that you can't fucking, like, get through, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's an interesting choice. I don't know. But yeah, they're saying that he wouldn't have been able to climb down. Oh, what's his name? Chuck Murphy said he couldn't have climbed down because it was a mesh. When Joshua was found, he had removed all of his clothing and was found only wearing a thin thermal shirt, and his clothes had been found inside of the cabin, neatly folded up next to the fireplace. Hold on, I'm going to sneeze.
Ooh, bless you.
Oh, there's one for the editing scissors.
No, that's staying in.
I'm
keeping that sneeze. Or I might not. I'll surprise you.
Anyway, Even his socks and shoes had been removed. Not only this, but the position that Joshua's body was found in was unusual. The coroner said that in order to have gotten into that position, Joshua would have had to have entered the chimney head first. It was also said that it would have taken two people to put Joshua into that position. In 2015, someone on Reddit commented on a post about this case that they knew someone by the name of Andy who started hanging out with Joshua around the time he went missing. Andy supposedly went to New Mexico where he ended up stabbing someone. Mm. It also been heard bragging that he had put Josh in a hole. But in spite of this, no leads ever came of this, and the person who commented on the thread stated that he believed Andy was now housed in a mental hospital. Also, I don't fucking trust some Reddit comment. Yeah. I know a bloke called Andy, you know, Josh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what are your theories of what happened to Joshua Maddox? Do you think it was a complete accident? Or did something far more sinister occur? And then he's got his sources. We're going to go through a couple of comments here. Someone said, speaking of someone with a chimney or fireplace, this is a user, beep, borp, I am a jaw.
Iconic.
Love the Reddit usernames. They said, speaking as someone with a chimney slash fireplace, I had a metal grate slash mesh installed on my chimney, and it came off in less than 6 years. Chimneys are exposed to all kinds of elements like wind, ice, etc. Not to mention animals like squirrels that love to chew through or dislodge stuff.
Mm.
If I recall correctly, the mesh in this case was never found, and the cabin owner said it may have disappeared during the demolition, but he never visited the cabin, hence why the body was never found, and had no way of knowing if it was still there. Chimneys are one of the most high-maintenance parts of a fireplace. They crumble and need to be checked all the time. So, this person's basically saying they don't have any comment on foul play, or whatever that happened in this case, but they're like, the fact that they're going, well, it's impossible he climbed in by himself because there was a wire mesh. It's like, yeah, but chimneys need maintenance and shit all the time. It's very likely that the mesh could have fucking gone, come off. Which, I can see that. A fucking wire mesh is not, it's hardly Fort Knox. Even if it was on there and Joshua wanted to climb in, like, It could probably just fucking pull it off. Do you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, I'm so low. I agree with that person. There was something else I wanted to add. Oh yeah, I think it was just sort of a case of, oh, in one source it seems to say that his feet were down, not up or whatever, which is what it said in the post, and user Dead Sheep Lane was like, quote, in the article said his feet were down, states the coroner. And then they said, every time I read speculation on this case I feel frustrated, claiming his feet were over his head, which is contradicted by the actual report, and claims about the wire mesh being repeated. I'm too lazy to go find statements, but that mesh was found on the roof, not the chimney, and it was burned and the metal was crumbly from being superheated over the years. So there you go. It seems like a lot of sources, some of the official sources seem to say slightly different to what's in this post. A lot of people think it's possible that he died from misadventure. I saw someone mention paradoxical undressing and terminal burrowing, which we talked about with the Dyatlov Pass case.
Yeah.
Because he takes off all his clothes and has climbed into a chimney.
Which could be
like paradoxical undressing and burrowing. So,
maybe he
died of hypothermia.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, maybe he got lost on this walk, found the chimney, because he was cold or some shit, and I was like, oh my god, I've got to undress and get in that chimney to be warm or some shit like that.
Maybe, like, yeah.
That's a possibility.
I don't know. A lot of people think that this is just a case of an 18-year-old lad dying of misadventure, like trying to climb inside a house.
Yeah.
Although it is weird that he was undressed. His clothes were folded up, but certainly that could have been once he started to, like... He may have broken into this house and then, like, climbed into the chimney afterwards.
Yeah.
After he started to, like, catch hypothermia. Maybe he was somehow trapped in this house, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's... Well, I don't think we'll ever fully know the full facts of this, but...
No.
I agree with the people who think it was just sort of death by misadventure, that he sort of... Maybe he was like, I'm going to be an urban explorer. And,
got stuck in a fucking chimney.
Yeah. He got stuck in a chimney. Sorry, Santa is, you know, he's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
He's got magic powers. That's why he can fit.
Mm. But it's quite sad.
Yeah, it is.
An 18-year-old just popping out for a walk and dying. I'm not going to climb any chimneys if I start going for walks. So
good.
If you don't hear from me next week and you find out I'm in a chimney, they don't find be my body surprised. In a chimney. Well, no, do be surprised, because I haven't put myself there, right? I haven't climbed down a chimney.
It was me. I put you in the chimney.
Why would you do that?
But you said you wanted to go in the chimney.
Oh. Did I?
Oh, I thought you did. Well, you're going in there either way. I've made my mind.
I don't remember the things I say, Charlie. I might have said that, I might not.
I don't remember the things you say either.
I don't remember anything. I barely know who I am, who you are, where we are.
I'm just a shell of a person. I've got a tech deck right now.
A tech deck?
Yeah.
What a throwback.
It's so much fun.
I love that. Why have you got a tech deck?
No.
Where did you get a tech deck?
I ordered from a friend on Twitter, and she sent me a tech deck, a unicorn rubber, and a little alien. I can't
you
find
can
where
buy
he is.
Tech decks in 2021.
No, I didn't buy the tech deck. She just sent it as an extra. I got stickers from her.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute.
I love that.
Me too. I'll plug her shop at the end.
That's adorable. But yes, mm-hmm. That's the case of Joshua Maddox, the boy in the chimney. Quite a sad case. No idea what happened there. If you do know how he ended up in that chimney, then contact the appropriate authorities. But I don't imagine any of our listeners know how an 18-year-old... got inside a chimney, you know.
In Colorado.
Yeah, in 2008.
Hey, yeah.
A lot of our listeners are about our age, so we were all like young teens in 2008, weren't we?
2008, I was in year 7, I think.
Same.
Yes.
It's when I started year 7.
Me too.
Are we the same age?
Wait, how
old are
you?
I thought I was older than you.
Oh, maybe I was in 2009 then.
I'm 24. I'm 25 this year.
I don't really know how old I am. I think.
Do you not know your age, Charlie?
I lost count at 21, bro. I think
I'm
either 20.
You know what? I respect that.
I'm either 22 or 23. I can't fucking remember. I was born in 98. And I can never do the maths to figure it out. So, there you go.
Your birthday this year. Have you had it already? When's your birthday?
It's the 14th of July.
Oh.
My 22?
I'll note that down. You're 22, my darling.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
What an icon.
That's not even a joke either. Like, I genuinely forget whether I'm 22 or 23 constantly.
Oh my god. Bless you.
Numbers just don't work in my brain, man. By the time
22 is like that though. You spend your entire like 22nd year of life just sleepwalking through it, like, where am I? Who am I?
What's going on?
Oh yeah,
I'm just here, you know.
Oh, such a mood. I can't believe I'm going to be 25 this year.
Yeah, no, I can't believe that either.
I'm going to be old. I'm going to be old.
That's halfway to 50.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be 25 years old. I still live at home.
That's okay. There's no shame in that anymore. The economy is shit.
That's true.
It's okay. Don't be embarrassed.
Rightio. Okay. Should we crack on with your case?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so this week I chose a very... I feel like it was prominent in my childhood because I used to read about this kind of folklore all the time because I was that kid. I just love scary stuff, and I always have. But I'll be telling you about the Black Shuck. It's an English folklore of a black dog. Typically, it's seen as like a big shaggy haired dog. I can't remember what they're called. Like they got long legs and they've got like wool looking hair and they're massive. I think they're like hounds or something.
Oh.
Fuck. What are they called?
Wolves?
No, they're not wolves. Sheepdogs? But taller? Anyway.
Great Dane?
No, not a Great Dane. Its fur is shaggier. Like, what's that film about that dad that turned into a dog?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not even finished with the first sentence yet, and we've already derailed. I'm sorry.
I've looked up that film, and it is called Shaggy Dog. The Shaggy Dog.
Oh, that's such a good film.
I don't know what type of dog that is.
Okay, it's a dog. If you just Google Black Shuck, you'll kind of see it. But typically it's a black dog, it's got shaggy fur, and its eyes, most notably, are like a red, like a fiery glowing red. And this beast kind of resides in the English countryside, and there have been like sightings of it since like the 16th century.
Any particular region or just all over the country?
Just about to tell you, my love.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
It's okay. There's been several sightings of this creature throughout the UK in places like Essex, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire, and Norfolk. So just like the Greater Anglia area.
Yeah, East Anglia.
Yeah. It can have like many forms and a lot of different purposes.
Many forms that need you to sign them all.
Yes, all of them. So sometimes it can be a manifestation of someone's fear, or it could be a premonition of someone's impending death, or like an omen of bad luck. It's just like a triple whammy of horrible things that it could represent. An encounter told by Ivan Bunn in an article for Lantern describes a man and a companion driving on the back roads of Norfolk when suddenly a large black shaggy dog with piercing red eyes appears in the road. For some reason, the man doesn't stop the vehicle instead hits the dog, only to see the creature burst into flames and releasing a smell of like sulfur and egg.
Burning dog.
Yeah, just bad smells. And soon after this experience, the driver actually passed away, and this creature has never been seen in that area of Norfolk again. Now, the reason I like highlighted sulfur is a lot of the time sulfur is, you know, it's kind of represented as like a demon. If you ever see,
yeah, it's like hell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like brimstone, and like since the biblical times, it's been recorded as like an accompanying, it accompanies a demon or some kind of paranormal thing. And also there have been recordings of that sulfur smell after encounters with aliens, or like before, during, or after the event. So I never knew that, actually.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Smells like rotten eggs.
Yes, it does. It smells like perm or like colour removing hair stuff, you know?
No.
I don't know. Oh, okay, never mind then. So I've got a I've got a little Reddit post here.
Oh.
And it's called My Brother's Experience with the Black Shuck by user Co2255.
That's a shit username.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed.
That's a shit one.
Okay. So it starts. I thought I'd leave an account of interest here. What? I'd leave an account of interest here as experienced by my brother and a close friend a few years ago. Firstly, a little background for those of you who've never heard of the Black Shuck here. In Norfolk, England, we have a local legend of an enormous ghost dog or demon hound who is thought to have originated from Viking and Saxon beliefs of the wild hunt that stalks woods and coastal areas of rural Norfolk. There have been accounts recording as far back as 1127, but by far the most famous would be a night of in August of 1577 when two churches came under attack from the creature. First was the Church of Blyberg in Suffolk. According to a legend, in great clap of thunder, an enormous shaggy black dog with a single fiery eye like that of a cyclops burst through the church doors during a service. In a wild frenzy, it charged between the pews, killing a man and a small boy in the process. Its rampage imagine a child shooting across the church.
I'm picturing the dog bursting through the doors and going, "Hiya!
Hiya!
I can't help
You're
myself."
Right. Okay, I've lost my place.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Killing a man and a small boy in the process. Its rampage ending in the steeple of the church collapsing through the roof. To this day, you can still see claw marks scorched into the northern door of the church. The second church was in Bungay. It's not pronounced Bungay, but I like saying it like that.
How is it pronounced?
Bungay.
Bungay.
I think. That's how my dad says it anyway. Bungay is more fun because it's like, gay. the second church was in Bungay, not too far from my native city of Norfolk. Again, the shuck burst through the doors.
City of Norfolk?
What?
Oh.
That's their native city. They're saying the Dungus.
No, but they're saying their city's in Norfolk. I thought they were saying that Norfolk's a city.
Oh, I meant to say Norwich.
Okay.
That was my bad. I've just looked at it. It doesn't say Norfolk. It says Norwich.
I was going to be like, Norfolk ain't a city. What are you on about?
I was like, what are you on about, love?
Okay.
Again, the shuck burst through the doors during the service, this time making its way to two men who were kneeling and praying, when suddenly, with sudden vicious strikes, the great hound took the men's heads into its mouth and snapped their necks before smashing through the doors at the other end.
The Black Shuck really showed up and said, fuck Christianity, which was...
I stan.
That was our message the other episode.
Yeah.
Or my message, at least. You were hesitant, but...
I mean, I don't mean it. It's a joke. Christianity is fine by me. I don't care.
I think I mean it. I don't know. Certainly for the Catholics. Sod them lot.
I can respect that. I can respect that, yeah. But yeah, he really did say, fuck this.
He really showed up and he said, you know what? Churches, not on my watch, babes. Not on my watch. You and your Bibles, it's going down. He bursts in, he's like, I think dogs should be able to vote. Tears the fucking church down.
Takes a shit on a pope.
Exactly. The pope was there in Bungay.
Yeah. He was on holiday.
That's where he goes. He's got a villa.
Yeah, obviously. Okay. Now, there are many other accounts with varying descriptions of Black Shuck, and its legend has become quite famous as a result. However, my own brother and a close friend had an experience which they believe could have been the Great Black Hound. One morning in the summer of 2005, they were out in the woodland close to, at the time, our home village of Tunstead, North Norfolk. It was a hot day, and there is a stream that flows through the woods of this particular area off of Anchor Street that we were all fond of exploring. Being in our early teens... Oh, that wasn't the start. Oh, I thought that comma was a full stop. My bad.
That's
fine. As they got a little closer... got a little further, passing the shell of an abandoned car we used as a landmark, they heard a loud crashing sound coming from the surrounding trees. No sooner than the moment that they had spun around to search for the source of the noise, a huge black dog, my brother would later describe as looking similar to an enormous boar hound, dashed into the clearing. They would later describe to me that it stood at least 4'5" at the shoulder, with pure black fur and enormous dark crimson eyes that sat unnaturally in its head. Fearing for their lives, they both started to run in the opposite direction, clearing the stream a width of around 6 foot in a single leap, such was their fear. The dog apparently stopped at the river's edge before turning and disappearing back into the woods on the other side. Could this have been the shark, or the dog of a local farmer, maybe that patrolled the woodland? Neither of them are sure, but they both say that they have never seen a dog in its likeness anywhere else before.
Both said they'd never seen a dog.
They don't know what dogs are.
Could have been a dog. I don't know. I've heard the description of a dog once. Might have been a horse. Not sure. Never seen one of them either.
Never seen a dog in my life. Okay, and that was... That's that. That's the Black Shuck.
The Black Shuck.
Yeah, the Black Fuck. It's a short one today, isn't it?
It's a short one. Yeah. You ever seen the Black Shuck, babes?
I don't know. See, I've seen a lot of things in a lot of places.
I have
seen a dog of sorts, but I don't know.
I own a dog. I have a dog.
That's not what I mean, you dickhead. But I have seen other dogs before. So, yeah.
I've seen dogs.
I'm
halfway there.
Yeah. What was the question?
The question was, have you ever seen the Black Shuck? To which it sounds like the answer is like, no.
I've seen dogs.
I've seen dogs. Four legs, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen dogs with three
whiskers,
legs.
Whiskers, pointy ear. Oh, no, that's cats. Oh, no, then yeah. I've never seen a dog. Never mind.
Never seen a dog in my life, mate.
They've got the mane, right? Oh, no, that's horses. Okay, never mind. Oh. No.
What was it with you and horses? Are you secretly
got, like,
a horse
a big,
girl?
Big blue tube, like a big hose. Oh, no, that's Nunu from the Tweenies. Teletubbies, rather. Not the Tweenies, fuck it out.
I used to love the Tweenies. But for some reason, the blue one really made me angry.
Bella.
I thought the blue one was, what's the name? Rodney or something.
Rodney?
I can't remember.
Bella's the blue Tweenie with yellow hair.
What's the...
There's
the blue one.
The purple one.
Oh,
Milo.
The purple one. Yeah, Milo.
Rodney!
Rodney!
I'm gonna die. I'm obsessed. I love Rodney the Blue Tweenie. What's his story? Okay.
What is his story?
Where's he when you're roaming the woods in Norfolk?
For God's sake.
I jumped over a stream and I saw Rodney! Lurking behind the trees!
And I immediately got angry.
He was
I hate him.
10 foot tall.
And purple as a
He was blue and he had red eyes.
I thought he was purple.
Milo was purple, but Rodney, who we've just made up, is blue.
Okay. Oh, for God's sake.
God. I think I'd die for Rodney. I love Rodney.
I like Rodney.
Why did Milo make you so angry?
I think it was his haircut.
Just the random strands of hair that poked out of his head.
I just, everything about him just pisses me off.
So that haircut pissed you off, but the big what's it didn't.
What big what's it?
Jake had a big what's it for a haircut.
Who?
Jake the Tweenie from Tweenies.
I don't...
The orange Tweenie, and he just had like a big yellow like what's it coming out of his head. I've got to send you a picture of Jake the Tweenie.
I don't know what that is.
Which, you know the Tweenies.
Oh, yeah. All I remember is Milo and the purple one.
Milo is the purple one. I'm going insane. Why don't you know the Tweenies? Right. I've sent you a picture.
I can barely remember how old I am, let alone the fucking Tweenies. How am I supposed to know the difference?
I've sent you a picture of the Tweenies.
They're all puppets. They all look the... Oh, okay, yeah, he does have a what's it.
He does have a what's it for a haircut.
Yeah. Oh, I just fucking hate the way they look. They're just fucking... They look like fucking cunts. I don't like them.
Okay. No, I need to send you this image.
Oh no. It's not porn, is it?
No. I am going to tweet this out so everyone knows when this episode comes out. But I Google image searched Jake Tweenies. This is the third image.
Oh no. Milk Tycoon.
Milk Tycoon. Addict. Is
pinned. Dead.
What does that mean?
I love it.
The Tweenies, where are they now?
What's Milk Tycoon?
Hold on, there's a whole article here. Her.ie. Bella starred in Twilight, apparently. She now regularly appears on Hollyoaks as a background extra, and she has a particular fondness for cheese.
No puppets!
Milo.
Right, stop. Don't fucking tell me anything about that,
Milo. A chocolatey drink manufactured by Nestle. Well, that was invented by none other than our Milo. Fizz. became an actress and stars in Coronation Street. And she got her sticky out ears fixed because she had them pinned. Jake
he's dead.
Jake died a couple years ago. He was skiing in Valthorns when his gleeful screams resulted in an unexpected avalanche. Initially, Jake survived the impact, but was then taken to court for involuntary manslaughter as 12 people tragically died in the avalanche. Jake was sentenced to life in prison, but he contracted a life-threatening dose of athlete's foot during his first month behind bars. Against all odds, Jake pulled through and lived for 2 more years. He died of natural causes on his way out of a Pilates class on Christmas Eve last year. R.I.P. in peace, Jake. I'm obsessed with this. I'm so obsessed.
That's incredible.
This article's getting tweeted out like when the episode goes live.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
Okay.
Rest in peace, dead.
Rest in peace, Jake.
Oh, I couldn't remember his name.
Charlie forgot you existed, and that's so sad because you're dead.
literally did forget he existed.
Okay,
I remember the others.
Before I start trying to find out the fates of the Teletubbies or something, should we wrap up?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, let me just shout out my friend.
Oh, yes.
They have an Etsy and it's called Moonflower Visions, with a Z instead of an S at the end.
With a Z. Trend at the end. Alert. Anyway, thank you for listening to this shorter than normal and also fucking insane episode of Quistries.
That was wild.
if you enjoyed this episode, somehow, please tell a friend. It really helps us out. And please consider leaving us a rating or review. I've not looked to see if we have any more reviews, but I can't be bothered to check. But I'm going to assume we haven't. Write us a fucking review, babes. Our theme music was composed by Emily Glass. You can find on Twitter at EmilyXGlass. To get all the latest updates about our show, pictures of the tweenies, links to articles about the tweenies, you can follow us on Twitter. Our username is at Queerstries. If you want to follow us individually, I'm at Slimelia on Twitter. That's S-L-I-M-E-L-I-A. Charlie, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at SilvertonRST1. That's where I'm most active.
And check out his Etsy store as well.
Oh, thank you.
There aren't any tweenies on there, but...
and there never will be.
There never will be. Also...
Fuck the tweenies.
Fuck the tweenies. If you want to listen to more of my lovely voice... Episode 1 of 5 Rounds Rapid is out now, which is the other podcast I star on, where my mate Chris fucking bullies me into watching classic Doctor Who episodes, and I'm now 2 stories in, and like, when he told me he was going to be torturing me, I thought it was a joke, but he fucking meant it. But the podcast is fun. It doesn't seem to be available everywhere yet, like, because Anchor's a bit of a bitch, but it's definitely on Spotify. So search 5 Rounds Rapid on Spotify. You'll find us. Go have a listen, babes. And those episodes release every Friday.
Ooh, lovely stuff. You're a busy bee.
I am indeed. Thank you all for listening. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.